Well, as we've had time to reflect on today's match, a disappointing performance by Wexford. The wind made it difficult, but you wouldn't want to take away from Clare's efforts. We were criticising them at half-time in our commentary that they would be disappointed, that there wouldn't have been more up, even though they lost John Conlon with 7 minutes to go to 8 minutes to go to half-time or whatever. And Tony Kelly stole the show in the second half with all his years of experience, and Wexford just played into their hands really in a way, Tom.
There's no doubt, Liam. I mean, we said all through the commentary that probably it was a game that Wexford were going to throw away rather than anything else happen. But and it's kind of turned out that way. We hadn't that many wides, but we had a good bit more than they had. But again,
yeah, we 13 wides, Tom, to their five.
Yeah, and again, as Billy was alluding to during the game, we got into a kind of a battle with them halfway through the second half, which was kind of constructed by ourselves. It suited them down to the ground. The play was stopping, everything was stopping, and we weren't getting any cohesion into our play. And what happens then, frustration comes in, and then you get a little bit nervous, you get a bit tense, and we weren't taking our scores. And, you know, at the end of the day, the better team won, but it's disappointing to be beaten by 14 men. But I just thought down through the field, there were some good performances. You know, Jack O'Connor did well. You know, Rory was in and out of the game. Conor McDonald again, Liam, we keep saying he causes a lot of problems, even in the Walsh Cup final in around the square. I'd always rather see Conor in there with a bit of direct ball, maybe just going into him, particularly in the second half. But all looked good 10 minutes in the second half, then things just started to dismantle. But then you have to turn around, you have to say that Brian Lone, he used the bench pretty well. Tony Kelly, when you have a man apart, I don't know what he scored today, 11 or 12 points.
Yeah.
You know, and he's striking against the wind. He wasn't just, with some frees 60, 70 yards out, he was putting the ball 30 yards by the goal, Liam, you know, into the netting. And it was just fantastic performance from him. But look, it's really the first big test this year, and I think we'll be in a good position. I don't think relegation will be any issue to us this year, and the closing stage of the league, I'm not too worried about that. The big one is to be ready for the Galways and the Dublins when they come down here to Wexford Park, and that's when we really need to be kicking on, Liam.
It does make the game on the 16th of February against Kilkenny more interesting, Billy.
I think any
they have to win that.
Any Kilkenny Wexford game is always pretty interesting, but even more so with the defeat today, you know. And again, I say, like, all down the middle, Conor Cleary at fullback, very good, very very steady for Clare. The same with Joe O'Connor or Pat O'Connor at centre back. And then you move up to David Fitzgerald at centre forward, caused fierce problems for us. He got 3 points, but not only that, he was in everything. He was up in your face. He was intimidating. And our guys,
he was annoying, Billy.
He was, and our guys bought into it, and they got instead of worrying about the ball, they started to worry about, you know, what was going on off the field and around the field, instead of worrying about and getting their own game. Because you could see it from a very nervous from the word go. Our hand passing wasn't as fluent as it usually is. Our say we came out with two or three balls for the drive down the field, and we hit him short, and Clare ended up getting him. But as I say, Clare good for the win. Tony Kelly, we can talk about him all day, but what he done here today was he actually dragged Clare into that victory today. You know, when the pressure was really on, his movement off the ball was just unbelievable. And again, our ability, we need the big guys back for to win that ball in the air. When we start doing that again, I wouldn't like this. This is a problem.
We didn't win any Clare puck out in the second half. You were saying, Billy?
Yeah, we didn't seem to win anyone. Any time the ball broke, they were onto it very quick, and they had someone on the shoulder to lay it off. And there was a few times there with Shane O'Donnell and even with Tony Kelly that if they really needed it, they could have bared down on goal, but they didn't. They took the point, and that's what they won by in the end, I suppose. But as I say, you wouldn't. It's not that you wouldn't worry about it. I'd say it was a mental thing with Davey getting bit by his own. It is a tough day for him. You're playing in your own county, you're there, you're wanting to beat him and wanting to beat him, and in your heart and soul you have to say to yourself, well, you know, if someone's going to beat us, let it be Clare. Maybe that's the way you're thinking. But I will say that it's a long year. I think we'll learn from it. We will learn from it. And but the one thing you would say, that Mark Fanning played very well in the goal, but we never brought one save out of their goalkeeper today.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to do that, you're going to be in trouble. Yeah. As regards the scoreboard. Yeah. You have to, any game we've won either in the Welsh Cup or even in the last day against Laois, we have to hit the back of the net, Liam, and we didn't today. And Clare, and when the pressure was on in the second half, we felt like we had to get that goal, but we never really worked toward it. We weren't able to work our way in for to get that score. I will say that when we did put in them few early balls into the likes of Paul Morris, into Conor Mack, we were picking off points, but then we got frustrated again. We were playing a lot of ball across the field, and in a wind like there was today, it was breaking down, and the minute Clare got it, their movement was exceptional and their finishing was very good as well.
Absolutely. It's 20 minutes after the final whistle and Davey Fitzgerald hasn't left the field. He's signing autographs, getting photographs taken. Tony Kelly the same out there. So I'm sure he's not going to panic in the first Sunday in February, Tom.
Ah, no, Liam. I mean, there's no doubt there's no need to panic at the moment. And as Billy was saying, we do need to create a few goal-scoring opportunities because there's, let's be no doubt, if we'd scored a goal today, I think we'd have won the game, you know, and that's the truth of it. But we didn't. And really, the only time we really looked threatening at the goal was when we looked like we needed a goal, you know, and maybe just an odd time if we had have maybe tried to go that overlap and try and get that goal that would have mattered, it would have been important. But no, there's no need to panic and whatever. We've players to come back and whatever. But I think what today has told us as well, Liam, we won Leinster last year. It's going to be a very hard road. Like, I mean, we're going to play Dublin, we're going to play Kilkenny, we're going to play Galway, we're going to play Laois. You know, the path through Leinster is not going to be any easier than we saw out there today, and that's what's going to be really, we're going to have to everything just spot on and maybe get a little bit of rub of the green to get through this year. But people's expectations just should be kept tempered. The team are doing very, very well, and you know, a lot of it is in the lap of the gods. But I think they've done well during the first part of the winter, and the Kilkenny game, Cody will be down with his full team. That's going to tell us an awful lot.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for your work today, lads, and we'll see you on the 16th of February, please God, if we all live.